This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
A bloody weekend, Lee, from one end of the globe to the other.
Yes.
Waking up the news this morning after the FBI triumphantly announced the capture of the Brown University shooting suspect. Even running with his denials that he didn't do it, he was in the hotel the whole time, crediting their geolocation system for tracking his cell phone. Turns out he was telling the truth. They released him. They're now looking for the suspect. So this is a bizarre situation where Kash Patel is still up. FBI Director Kash Patel taking credit for catching the Brown University shooter and talking about the geolocation software they used to do it. And they got it wrong. So wrong guy. Whoever the right person is still out there. They're still hunting him. Manhunt is still on. So extremely bizarre situation this morning and at Brown University, and I'm sure you'll continue to have updates.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're following Rob Reiner. If you're just waking up, you may be a little slow this morning, given how you know, very, very cold it is outside, just to the shock of, wait, what? I had to do a double take when I heard this morning very early, prepping for the show. It came out, I said, what? Rob Reiner and his wife are dead? Wait, murdered inside their Hollywood mansion? Discovered by their daughter yesterday around 3:30 p.m.? It's very shocking with, they say, wounds that look like a knife or other sharp bladed object. So very violent death for both of them. I checked, Lee, and as of, a few minutes ago before this segment, people... the tabloid, yeah. People still reporting that the headline is exclusive. Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were killed by their son. So they're seeing the son, Nick Reiner, who's, been in and out of treatment facilities for drugs, has been homeless for, on and off for years, struggled with drugs since he was 15, is the killer. Nobody else is running with that right now. They say they attribute this to their sources inside the LAPD. So we'll see. There's been no arrest, and Nick is alive and being questioned. But again, no arrest. And of course, Rob Reiner, noted liberal, very liberal guy, Famous director. He did, you know, This Is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men. First became famous for his role as Mike on the sitcom All in the Family. So this is a guy who is a brilliant, was a brilliant director, brilliant actor. Don't like his politics, but incredibly talented.
Yes, exactly.
And also a brilliant writer. So one of the rare people in Hollywood who could successfully do all three.
Act, write, and direct.
Yeah.
And very successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some comment about someone referring to, you know, the Nepo baby trend, you know, where, you know, you wind up inheriting something. But he was saying that, yeah, that does open a door for you. But if you don't have the talent to get it done and the will to get it done, that door will quickly close.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very insightful statement there. And I think he was right about that.
Well, his wife, too, was an actress. And you, when you see her face, you remember, yeah, wait, I have seen her in some things. They met on this set of When Harry Met Sally, married in 1989, had three children.
That's ironic.
Yeah, really. I know. Had three children and one adopted child, so a total of four. And, yeah, found dead in their homes, apparently stabbed to death. So very shocking and awaiting a news conference by the LAPD. We'll see what they have to say and if people got it right.
Well,
as to who did this.
The news conference video that I saw, the spokesperson for the law enforcement down there was saying that they are not making any comments now about any suspects, and they won't until they have had a complete investigation.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You got to do
the forensics
on this thing.
Yeah. But if you've got, you know, independent journalists that are getting down there getting information from sources, you know, that's part of the process.
Yeah. So he was 78. I'm surprised he was that old. I guess I think of him as younger, but I don't know. It makes sense. She was 68. And both dead in their Hollywood mansion. Very shocking.
Yeah.
Overnight. Meanwhile, Lee, three killed in Syria, three more seriously injured.
Yes.
And Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump vowing retaliation. I have no doubt that they will hunt down everybody involved in this and kill them. And
apparently they were basically assassinated by an ISIS member of the Syrian security forces. And apparently this individual, according to the Syrian sources, was a Syrian soldier, which we are supposedly allies with at this point. But he was being investigated for connections to ISIS and for some reason was still in the area, not under arrest, and, you know, killed those two soldiers and an interpreter.
You know, unfortunately, with Syria, we do this big pretend thing here in America. Like, we pretend ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria are different people.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
But the head of Syria, who was violently installed by the Biden administration, the CIA, he is the former leader of al-Qaeda mm-hmm. in Syria. Yeah. He was, at this time last year, a little earlier than this time, maybe around November last time, still on the terror watch list. There was a $10 million reward on his head. And this is a guy who, during his time in Iraq as a mid-level terrorist, is credited with killing 300 troops, 90% of whom were ours. And, you know, now we're pretending he's reformed and he's the head of Syria. He was welcomed like a conquering hero to the White House. Just weeks ago. Yeah. And I said at the time, I mean, and I don't know who the idiot was who scheduled it, but to schedule it on the anniversary of the Marines in the same 24-hour period as Veterans Day. I mean, can you imagine sending your loved one, your husband, your child, your father goes to war, dies in Iraq at the hands of this guy, as hundreds did, hundreds of Americans, only to see him 20 years later greeted as a conquering hero at the White House? Why do we serve? I don't know. I don't know what we do. I don't understand it. And so when you're looking at this in Syria, I mean, I've studied this for many, many years. I mean, the idea that ISIS and al-Qaeda are different people in Syria, they're not. I mean, you know, just even in the last few days before all of this happened, the Trump administration, they're still doing it today, was trying to pressure this al-Qaeda terrorist, who we're now pretending is not a terrorist, but a head of state, to remove the al-Qaeda fighters from the Syrian security forces. So this, you know, when you're talking about, oh, this guy, you know, hey, he's ISIS. Yeah, ISIS is serving, al-Qaeda is serving. Of course they are. When Biden's CIA arms and trains these people and installs them in Syria, what are you going to get? The Democrats gave al-Qaeda a country. They wanted a country. They have a country now. These ISIS and al-Qaeda fighters, they go back and forth. They're just jihadists. And we are going to have a catastrophic terror attack, and it's going to come out of Syria. We'll pretend to be shocked. I mean, we had to literally roll back sanctions on this guy and the $10 million bounty we had on his head just so he could come to America. It's outrageous. I don't understand it. It feels like a complete betrayal of anyone who fought or died in Afghanistan or Iraq. And, you know, that's what you get. Meanwhile, we need to have a serious conversation as a country about these Republicans who are funding the Taliban. That's got to stop if you're watching what just happened on Bondi Beach and the 16 dead. I expect funding terrorists from Democrats. I do not expect it from Republicans. And we're giving them an average of $40 million every 2 weeks or so. They are running terror training camps. Specifically, Bin Laden's son is running terror training camps. We are paying for them. We're paying for our own assassination, as we always do. I don't know why. We did it last time we trained Bin Laden in Afghanistan. We saw how that worked out. We're doing it again. And to their credit, Nancy Mace and Tim Burchett, Ralph Norman, they all sponsored a bill in the House to make funding out Taliban terrorists illegal. It passed. It went over to the Senate. And guess what? Now it's being blocked by John Thune and the chairman of that particular committee in the Senate, who is a Republican. So Republicans now standing firmly side by side with al-Qaeda in the White House and, you know, also funding the Taliban. Again, the Taliban was the enemy in Afghanistan for 21 years, 2,500 American dead. Fighting the Taliban, and we're funding them now when we're not meeting with al-Qaeda. I mean, honestly, the war on terror, why we did it, I just don't know. And we're importing our enemies by the, you know, tens of thousands. Although, to be fair, the Trump administration is going back through and vetting all of these, the Afghans that came through. But I mean, honestly, why we ever went there or fought anybody, I have no idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.